That's Todd, who's over at News Center Maine.
Hi.
Kelly's right there. I'm Blake.
Hi.
It's the Blake Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm here, guys.
Hi. I'm here.
Hi.
Present.
So, like weather.
I have a thought. So I'm in the grocery store. What is it that makes certain cashews fancy cashews? Have you ever seen that?
Good point. They do have a fancy nut and a non-fancy nut.
What the hell is the fancy nut?
Is it the packaging?
No, it's in the same plastic package.
It says fancy cashews?
Yes.
And non-fancy cashews?
Well, it doesn't say non-fancy, but there's one that says fancy. And I'm like, what makes it fancy?
I feel like it's not just nuts.
No, they're the same size.
Are you sure?
Well, I guess no, now that you say that.
What's a fancy nut?
I don't know.
Huh. You know, I feel like this is another, it's not just nut in the nut world. Is there like a fancy mustard and then mustard?
A fancy mustard?
I don't know. They have fancy and non-fancy, but again, non-fancy is not listed that way, but they have a fancy situation.
Yeah.
And then a fancy one and a regular
one. Fancy and regular. And that's a great question. What makes the cashew fancy?
I don't know.
Fancy?
See, it was one of those things that I was like, they must have just added this one time to the packaging. And then now it's like, well, now we can't take it out because people are going to be like, well, where are the fancy ones?
Right. And that was just a way for them to, you know, charge you an extra dollar.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
fancy.
They ought to put
cashews
that in that,
fancy,
in that country song.
Cashews are, yeah.
Cashews are expensive, yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like they're a higher end nut.
Yeah, and they're gross. So I don't understand why that they're so fancy.
It's just kind of funny to hear
Todd say, nut.
It's a higher end nut.
Yeah.
It is a higher end
and
nut.
And what makes it
along
a
with
higher
the
end nut?
I don't know.
Like, wouldn't they all be grown in the same, like, you know?
They're all the same nut.
Right. Peanuts and almonds. Peanuts get a bad rap. Peanuts
are
delicious.
Well, peanuts are
nut.
Peanuts are the low class
nut. And they're not even a nut.
Right. They're a legume, right?
They're like a pea or something, right?
A legume?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the joke about peanuts is it's neither a pea nor a nut.
Oh.
So
I didn't know that, but oof.
If it's something that you're encouraged to...
They're not as good as cashews or almonds.
Yeah. Well, and if... Right. No one's taking cashew shells and throw them on the floor at Fenway Park.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I wouldn't even know what a cashew shell looks
like.
Me
neither.
Well, it must be the same little frink that the cashew.
I assume it's the same shape, but I don't know. They ought to put that in that country, the fancy like natty. Fancy like
fancy
Applebee's.
Fancy like Applebee's,
yeah.
And a
fancy
cashew.
Fancy like cashews.
Not a peanut.
Cashews. On a date night. I love that song. And here's my other thought. I don't know why.
We're not going to be able to figure out this mystery. It's like unsolved.
Random.
I hate unsolved mysteries. I need to know.
I don't have an answer.
So,
someone who works at Hannaford or Whole Foods or
somebody
will know.
Or a nut expert who knows their nuts.
I have right here. 79 Coast. 792-6278, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you know why they're called fancy cashews. Here's my other thought.
Yeah.
What is it with the people who feel the need to put a giant American flag on their truck? Because you notice it's never a car. It's only a truck.
Don't get me started.
It's like, okay, we all live in America. What are you more patriotic than I am?
Don't get me started on the truck.
And it's always
truck
a pickup truck. You don't see
a
Prius driving down the street with a giant flag hanging off the back.
You can't put a flag on a Prius.
Like you've tried.
Oh my God,
no,
Todd's going to put a flag
like
on his truck.
No, but it would probably blow away. I mean...
Are you going to put a flag on your truck?
No, but I like,
oh my God, that'd be awesome.
I'm just going to take the contrary, what is it? Contrarian?
Devil's advocate.
What's so bad about you putting a flag on an American flag on your truck? It's not like it's a, you know, Canadian flag or like a, you know...
But it's just redundant.
A Chinese flag.
Actually be more interesting. I'd be like, oh, okay.
That would not be interesting. That would be offensive.
What?
I think an American flag is unoffensive. It's fancy, actually.
Well, but it's like, it's fancy.
It's the fancy flag.
Fancy flag.
You know who's not going to call us who knows about fancy cashews? Someone driving a truck with an American flag.
Now, I think what matters.
Oh, Todd's got to go on TV.
I think what matters about the flag on the truck is the size of the flag. If it's like.
That's what I mean.
It's an American flag, guys. It's patriotism.
Like, no, I know.
I understand there's other meanings out there, but it's literally an American flag. It's an American flag.
Right, I know, but there's an interesting... Todd's got to go on TV.
Oh, darn.
More to rant about.
Yeah, we were going to debate.
I just thought it's always a truck, too. Like,
it is always a truck.
There's no such thing as a patriotic Prius driver.
No.
Or an all-American Tesla driver. You ever seen a giant American flag mounted on a Tesla?
I don't think there's a need for like the biggest flag ever on a truck. I do enjoy an American flag on a boat, like around the 4th.
Oh,
I think it
yeah.
looks so cute.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I do enjoy that. I think it's taken on a different meaning now nowadays when you have, you know, the truck and the American flag on it.
Right.
I think I'll say this. I think if this was 20 years ago and it was a truck with an American flag, I think you would be like, all right. And I think nowadays, I think it has a different meaning.
Right. It's kind of become a symbol of something.
Right. And it's
news.
Not
yeah.
it's not as patriotic as it would be right. 20 years ago. 20 years ago, if I saw that, I would feel like I was in the middle of Footloose and I was going to go hop into the next truck over, right?
Right.
Now.
It's a little more Deliverance.
Yeah. yeah.
Although that, you know what, as a Jeep driver, I should point out there are also a lot of Jeeps that have an American flag.
Yeah,
or maybe it's just like if you feel like you're really driving an American car.
I do
maybe
think
that's what it is.
I do think, yeah, that's a good way to say. And I think maybe that's what Todd was thinking too. Like, I think like the symbolism of America, like it's that truck, the flag, or that Jeep, the flag. It's like that, you know, we can get through anything together.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get a giant rainbow flag.
Oh my God,
for my Jeep.
Do it.
Like 10 feet tall.
And then
like,
in,
I can't go under every bridge.
Pull into Todd's house and
like
just
I'm
be
gonna
like,
have
hey.
To, yeah. Meep, meep.
And he'll be like, what are you doing?
I'm a patriotic homosexual.
Brace yourself. The gay agenda has struck again.
Blake's here. By the way, I'm a little disappointed. We haven't gotten an answer on the fancy cashews yet.
Oh, yeah.
79 Coast, if you know.